KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
If you have not tried streaming a movie or Netflix or getting caught up on Downton Abbey, you are missing out on some of the best ways to supplement your TV viewing. This is Jill from Marnie Elkhorn, and we can show you how this works and get you all set up. Streaming video using your internet connection is so big that some shows can only be seen on Netflix rather than traditional TV or cable. All you need is your METC internet connection and a device like a Roku box to join the fun. Stop in or call, and we'll answer your questions. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
Well, checking high school boys basketball play coming up tonight. Class 1A and 3A district finals are set this evening in boys high school basketball. In a district final tonight, Atlantic will play Glenwood. That game will be in Shenandoah tonight. Both those teams were winners, Glenwood posting an easy victory over Winterset, and Atlantic hot from the free throw line, hit 25 of their 30 free throw attempts in the ball game against Creston as they held off the Panthers in that contest. Glenwood swept the season series in the regular season from Atlantic, but Coach Alan Jenkins says his Trojans have improved.
But Glenwood is a different type of matchup as far as defensively. You know, Creston likes to put guards out there, spread you out, beat you off the dribble. You know, Glenwood wants to pound it at you. They have a lot of strength, a lot of height that they put out there on the floor. We've thrown a lot of defenses at them this year, and none have worked. Our kids are confident. That's the good thing about these guys is they believe in themselves, and, sometimes they're not smart enough to know that the team beat us twice. You know, they think they're going to win Thursday, and that's great. And then that's the attitude that we're going to go into the game. Glenwood's a great team. We know that we're going to have to be extremely sharp, and rebounding is going to be critical.
That game tonight in Shenandoah. Now, we have Iowa Hawkeye basketball for you here on the radio at AM 1220 and FM 101.1 tonight. But you can catch the Atlantic Glenwood ball game at Shenandoah tonight on our website. Chris and I will be in Shenandoah tonight to bring you a web-only broadcast this evening. So we'll be on the air at about 6:45 this evening. So you can just go ahead and check out our website at kjan.com. Up in the upper right-hand corner, we've got that little Listen Live button. Well, when you click that, you won't be able to listen to the Iowa game, but you will be able to listen to the Atlantic Glenwood game. Again, that'll be a web-only broadcast. You can pick that up at kjan.com this evening. Other Class 3A district finals tonight include Harlan facing off against Perry. That game will be in Denison this evening. Also up at Jefferson, Carroll will battle Ballard this evening with a chance to move into the sub-state round. In Class 1A district finals tonight, Nottoway Valley will face off against Griswold this evening. That game will be at West Central Valley High School over in Stewart. Nottoway Valley versus Griswold tonight, with the winner advancing on to the sub-state final. East Mills will be playing Sydney tonight as well. That game will be in Trainer. And Lamoni plays Murray tonight. That game at Mount Air. Those are also games going on in Class 1A district finals tonight. All those games getting underway at 7 o'clock, and all those winners will be moving on into the sub-state round coming up in the next few days. Well, Iowa State picked up win number 22 on the season as they rolled to an 83-66 win over West Virginia in Ames. The Cyclones avenged a 25-point loss to the Mountaineers in their first matchup.
I loved the way we came out of the locker room. One thing I talked to our guys about at shoot-around today was better be ready when you walk in the building tonight, not when you step on the floor, but when you walk in the building. And you could just see it in their eyes that they were going to come out and play with great intensity today. And you have to do that when you're playing against Bob Huggins' coach team, against a team that just absolutely handed it to us a couple weeks ago. You better come out ready to play, and our guys did a great job with that tonight.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who says that the Cyclones set the tone at the defensive end.
They're a good team. They're a very good shooting team. When they can get into the lane and kick it out to those shooters, if you're not in the right spot, you're not in the right plug gap, they're going to make you pay. And we were in the right spots tonight, and that's been a big focus of ours since that game in Morgantown, and our defensive numbers are so much better right now.
George Niang had 24 points as the Cyclones improved to 10-5 in Big 12 conference play. Well, the UNI Panthers rolled to a 73-54 win over Southern Illinois in their home finale last night. The Panthers turned the tables on the Salukis by out-rebounding them 35-24.
Obviously, that was talked about a lot the last 2 days. They hammered us on the boards, and I kept using that terminology. You know, I don't know how many times I said it in the last 2 days. We got hammered on the boards down there, and we were able to flip that, and I thought that that was going to be the key to the game.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, whose team has won four of its last five games. The Panthers are 9-8 in the Missouri Valley race, and Jacobson feels that they are playing their best at the right time.
You know, we were sitting in a tough spot 2.5 weeks ago, and now the guys have rattled off 4 out of 5 with our defense and rebounding and our effort. And that's where you want it to be, no question.
Seth Tuttle led UNI with 19 points. Matt Bohannon had 17 in the victory last night. Elsewhere around the top 25 last night, third-ranked Arizona was able to avenge one of its two losses this season. Nick Johnson scored 22 points to help lead the Wildcats' offense in an 87-59 pounding of California. Johnson also had 7 rebounds and 5 assists after struggling against the Bears in their previous matchup. Eighth-ranked Villanova whipped Butler 67-48 to pick up its 25th win overall as they improved to 13-2 in the Big East. The Wildcats needed almost the first 10 minutes of the game to score 10 points, missed 8 of their first 9 3-point attempts, and didn't have a player reach double digits in scoring until midway through the second half. London Perantes scored a career-high 15 points as 12th-ranked Virginia opened the second half with a 16-5 run, posting a 65-40 victory over Miami last night. Also, Glenn Robinson III capped his 17-point night by hitting a bank shot as time expired to give number 16 Michigan a 77-76 overtime victory at Purdue. The Wolverines trailed by as many as 19 points in the first half. They were down 13 at halftime, and they never led until the opening basket of the overtime period. Number 19, North Carolina, knocked off North Carolina State 85-84 on Marcus Page's driving basket with just 0.9 seconds left. Page poured in 31 of his 35 points after halftime and hit 7 3-pointers overall to lead the Tar Heels to their 10th straight victory. Cameron Ridley had 20 points and 10 rebounds as number 24 Texas downed Baylor 74-69 after blowing most of an 18-point first-half lead. Also, women's college hoops last night. Jada Buckley scored 26 points, and Nikki Moody finished 1 point from a triple-double as Iowa State rolled to an 86-69 victory over number 15 Oklahoma State. Moody had 9 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists for the Cyclones. Hallie Christofferson and Bryn Williamson contributed 17 points apiece, while Sienna Johnson had 14. Iowa State knocked down 15 of 36 three-pointers, matching a season high. They shot 52.7% from the field and 69.2% in the second half. With Buckley adding 5 assists, the Cyclones had helpers on 20 of their 29 field goals. LaShawn Jones scored 17 points for Oklahoma State in that contest. Iowa State improves to 19-8 overall. They are now 8-8 in Big 12 Conference women's play. And next month's men's Big 12 Conference tournament at the Sprint Center in Kansas City is sold out for the 5th consecutive year, though standing room only tickets may become available closer to the event. The tournament, which was played at Kemper Arena for years, also sold out when it returned to Kansas City in 2008. It's also been played at American Airlines Center in Dallas and Ford Center, now the Chesapeake Energy Arena in Oklahoma City. As other conferences struggle to sell tickets, that's never been an issue for the Big 12 in Kansas City, and that's one reason why Sprint Center has been awarded the tournament through 2016. This year's tournament begins March 12th. The championship game in the Big 12 Conference men's tourney is set for March 15th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.